carload of groceries come with a note to say. Well, you say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief. Here's a Christmas dinner for the families on relief. Yes, it's through this world I've wandered. I've seen lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six-gun and some with a fountain pen. And as through your life you travel, yes, as through your life you roam, you won't never see an outlaw drive a family from their home.
Fun Drive, going from Friday, March 6th to Saturday, March 14th, is a magical time, full of great programming from your favorite programmers and prizes, lots of prizes. Who doesn't like prizes? If you don't like prizes, you're probably so much more highly evolved than the rest of us that you don't even listen to radio either. You probably just listen to whale sounds all day, and even then, only live, straight from the whale, bro. But for the rest of us, there's Fun Drive. Prizes, programming, pledge lines, call in, talk to a real live human being, or donate at luradio.ca as well. That's Fun Drive 2020, going from Friday, March 6th until Saturday, March 14th, CILU 102.7 FM Fun Drive 2020. Get your head out of the aquarium.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship, an inclusive spiritual community promoting a compassionate, just, and sustainable world. Find them online at luf.ca, on Facebook, or at 129 South Algoma, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. The Live from the Rock Folk Festival, bringing the spirit of folk and folk music to Red Rock every August. Keep up to date with upcoming happenings and buy tickets online at livefromtherockfolkfestival.com. The Outpost, Lakehead University's pub, full-service restaurant, and live music venue. Find them on Facebook to stay up to date on all the happenings during the school year, like Tanker Tuesdays and Pub Night Thursdays.
Hi there. Hello, welcome. This is CILU 102.7 FM. I am Gabby, and you're listening to Film Score Featurette, where each week we look at some amazing music. In honor of International Women's Day, which is coming up this weekend, we are looking today at a theme I like to call I Am Woman, Hear Me Score, looking at some of the best film scores by female composers. To start off the show, we heard music from Icelandic composer Hildur Guðnadóttir. Hoping I'm saying that right. Tried it a couple times. I think I got it. With the song Meeting Bruce Wayne from Joker, a very dark and sort of brooding score. And Hildur is actually a trained cellist. I'm wondering if you kind of felt that in that particular piece. Definitely heavy on the cello with those nice dark low notes. That score won the Golden Globe for Best Original Score, the BAFTA for Best Original Score, and the Academy Award for Best Original Score this year, making her one of only four female composers to win the Oscar in that category. You may also remember hearing about her Grammy win this year, not for Joker, but the Grammy for Best Score Soundtrack for Visual Media for the TV series Chernobyl, which she also scored. So this week, thinking about female composers and their contributions to music, just kind of to start us off, maybe take a second and think in your brain if you can think of any female composers that you know of that score things. Obviously, I've given you one so far, so it's a bit of a cheat. But how about a second one? Can you think of any? I think when a lot of us think of film composers, we automatically go to a lot of the big ones who tend to all be male. Female composers are hugely underrepresented in film music, and for sure many people feel that recent blockbusters about powerful women, a lot of which have that very undertone of female empowerment, thinking along the lines of something like Wonder Woman, which came out not too long ago, or the upcoming Mulan release. They've really been a missed opportunity to showcase female composers. Both of those, and I'm sure a lot of other movies recently, have gone to male film composers. So many of the women that we're going to be hearing from in this show are looking to change that. So Hildur Guðnadóttir had a great message in her Oscar acceptance speech this year. She said, and I'm quoting, "To the girls, to the women, to the mothers, to the daughters who hear the music bubbling within, please speak up. We need to hear your voices." I think it's a great quote. So as I mentioned before, only three other women have won Best Original or Best Comedy Score at the Oscars since the Oscars started. Marilyn Bergman for Yentl in 1984 was the first one. Rachel Portman for Emma in 1996, and Anne Dudley the year after for The Full Monty in 1997. Up next, we'll hear from two of them. And to start us off, here is the main title from a collaboration between Rachel Portman and David Snell, one of my favorites, the main title from Chocolat. Thank you. CILU 102.7 FM. You're listening to Film Score Featurette. We just heard music from Rachel Portman and Anne Dudley's. On today's show, this week's theme, I Am Woman, Hear Me Score. We're taking a look at film scores from some fantastic female composers. So we just heard the music by English composer Rachel Portman, who is likely one of the most well-known female film scorers. She's also the first woman to receive the very prestigious Richard Kirk Award for contributions to music in film and television. That piece from the film Chocolat, featuring Juliette Binoche and Johnny Depp. If you haven't seen it, highly recommend. Some really great flute work in that, which might be why I like it. I might be a little biased because I play the flute myself. After that, we heard from Anne Dudley, who you might recognize from some of her work in films like American History X or The Full Monty, or from television such as BBC's Poldark. That particular piece, not actually coming from her film or TV work, but rather by a composition that she did called Alice in Wonderland Symphonic Variations, and that particular piece is called Curiouser and Curiouser, which I really like. Definitely feels like it could be in a movie. I would recommend. Up next, a dive into some comedy movies, which maybe is something we forget about when we're talking about film scores. We tend to think about really epic and dramatic movies, but it's in comedy too. So looking at some comedy movies scored by female composers. Before that, how about a really top-notch music joke to get us in the mood? Why did the pianist keep banging his head against the keys? He was playing by ear. It's a great one, I know. Okay, one more. What do you call a cow that plays a musical instrument? A musician. Great one. I'm pretty sure I can hear the groaning from here, so maybe I should just stick to the music. So up next, here's a Canadian composer, Leslie Barber, with music from Late Night on CILU 102.7 FM. Thank you. CILU 102.7 FM. This is Film Scores Featurette. And today we're listening to music by some female film composers in honor of International Women's Day this weekend. We just heard the song It Meant Everything from the movie Late Night, and that's starring Emma Thompson and Mindy Kaling, composed by a Toronto-born film composer, Leslie Barper, whose name you might also recall from an Oscar-nominated movie a few years back called Manchester by the Sea. You might have kind of noticed a techno-y vibe, being very musically correct today, techno-y vibe to that piece. She's well known for creating a very nice hybrid sound between electronic programming and orchestration. After that, we heard music from the late night comedy Tag. So for a minute, you might have thought it sounds like this is a pretty big dramatic movie, very action-packed sound. But it's actually from the comedy Tag with music by Jermaine Franco. A lot of interesting pieces in that particular score, but I chose this one partly because I like the music, but also because I think it has a really fun name. It's called Complimentary Donuts. Jermaine Franco is the first Latina to join the music branch of the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences, and she's also the first female film composer to be hired by DreamWorks Animation and Pixar. You might recognize her name if you've seen a film called Coco. So moving from the light and more playful scores into something a little more serious, this one by Mika Levi. She's also known by the name Mikachu. From the biopic Jackie, which stars Natalie Portman as Jacqueline Kennedy, the movie kind of follows the aftermath of the assassination of her husband. So the central theme, if we want to call it, in the film really centers around this kind of struggle between her grief at losing her husband and also this sort of idea that she has to be a pillar of strength for her children and also for the entire U.S. country. So see if you can kind of feel that tension in this piece. I personally think you can. I think Mika Levi really nailed that. So this is a piece from the Jackie score called Autopsy on CILU 102.7 FM.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Thunder Bay Country Market, keeping it local every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and every Wednesday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. year-round. Stop by and say hi to over 80 vendors who make it, bake it, and grow it in the Dove Building located on the CLE grounds. Sensia Corporate Web Solutions. Log on to sensia.ca for information about locally owned and operated hosting, site creation, and more. The Study Coffee House. The Study is a fully licensed, intimate live venue and the place to get your caffeine fix while on the Lakehead University campus.
You're listening to CILU 102.7 FM, and this is Film Score Featurette. This week, our theme is I Am Woman, Hear Me Score, celebrating female films composers. A little tongue-tied there. We just heard music by Mika Levy from the biopic Jackie, and that one was titled Autopsy. And following that, a piece from a Brooklyn-based composer named Tamar Kali. And that particular piece coming from a film called Mudbound, entitled Unravelings. Love that name. Tamar Kali is actually a rock singer and songwriter, but she has been approached to do a number of movies as well as television work just because they liked her sound so much. Our next composer is one who was interviewed along with Rachel Portman, who we heard from earlier, for the documentary Score, a film music documentary. If you haven't seen it, I believe it came out in 2017. I definitely recommend watching it if you're a fan of film music like myself. She's done quite a bit in her music career, not just as a composer. She's done some string arranging for singers such as Katy Perry and Kelly Clarkson. She's worked on a lot of additional music for composers on some pretty big films like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Dreamgirls, and Alice in Wonderland, where she collaborated with Tim Burton. This next one is another collaboration of hers, this time with Danny Elfman. This is a piece entitled Out There from the animated film Nine. CILU 102.7 FM. That was the score from Nine by Deborah Lurie, with some theme work done by Danny Elfman, that particular track called Out There. We're listening to some awesome film scores here on Film Score Featurette, this week looking at some very talented female composers. I hope that you're enjoying, and maybe this encourages you to go out and see what other female composers you might be interested in. I definitely thought that I knew most of the kind of big names out there, but even in doing some work for this show, I found a bunch that I'm now going to be obsessed with, I'm sure. Our next composer has really been an ambassador for women in music, and she gave a really nice quote, which I'm going to share with you, and it says, "Music and art in general is genderless, because emotions are also genderless." I think it's a really nice one, and definitely an endorsement for having some equality in film score making. She's the first woman to ever score a major Marvel movie, which is a huge deal. And I think it's definitely fitting that she did this one considering the movie. So here is the title track from Captain Marvel by composer Pinar Toprak.
Thank you.
CILU 102.7 FM. Music from Captain Marvel, scored by Pinar Toprak, and the piece Through the Woods from the film Watership Down, and that one scored by Angela Morley, here on Film Score Featurette. This hour, we're looking at scores by female composers. And although film composing, and composing in general, is largely a male-dominated profession, a lot of these women we're listening to today are nonetheless showing us how talented they are. So before the show, Amelia Warner wasn't a name I was too familiar with. She's actually a UK-based actress, musician, turned composer, who also goes by the performance name Slow Movin' Millie. Ironically, she's probably most often recognized due to her relationships. So she's currently married to the actor Jamie Dornan, and prior to that, her partner was Colin Farrell. So this piece comes from a work on her 2017 film Mary Shelley, focusing, of course, on the author Mary Shelley and her work on the legendary book Frankenstein. And I think her work definitely makes her stick out, and hopefully we'll remember her more for than who she is married to / dating. So this is the book from Mary Shelley on CILU 102.7 FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to CILU 102.7 FM. We just heard the suite from Mona Lisa Smile, that scored by Rachel Portman, who we also heard from earlier in the show. And before that, a piece by Amelia Warner from the film Mary Shelley. We've just about reached the end of our show on female composers, but before we wrap it up, a reminder about our fun drive starting tomorrow. LU Radio, of course, is so proud to have some amazing programming, which is made possible in part by donations from awesome listeners like you. So don't forget to tune in tomorrow, Friday, March the 6th, to Saturday, March the 14th, for some really special shows. You can call in, stop by our station at 707 Oliver Road, come to our events, or visit luradio.ca. Come and show us your support. In celebration of Fun Drive 2020, next week on Film Score Featurette, we'll be having kind of a special theme, I think one that maybe a lot of people would be interested, or I'm hoping. So we're going to look at the theme, The Wonderful World of Williams, of course featuring music from the man, the myth, the legend, John Williams. So you definitely won't want to miss that one. To wrap up our show today, we're going to be looking at a score for a movie that we talked about before, but in a different context. So we mentioned before in the show music from Rachel Portman, whose score for Emma in 1996 won her the Oscar. To wrap us up, we're going to be taking a look at music from the 2020 which is also scored by a female composer, but not Rachel Portman. Isabel Waller-Bridge, you might be familiar with from her scoring of a show called Fleabag, which of course was written by her sister Phoebe Waller-Bridge. But she's also done some work on other shows like Black Mirror and the ABC Murders. So to close us out, here is this suite from the 2020 adaptation of Emma, composed by Isabel Waller-Bridge and David Schweitzer. Hope you enjoy, and tune back in next week for more Film Score Featurette. Thank you.
You are tuned to CILU 102.7 FM. Here's what's up in Thunder Bay for Thursday, March the 5th. Head to Cambrian Players Studio on 818 Spring Street for four weddings and an Elvis. It's all ages, $20 to $25, and it starts at 7:30. Branch 5 Legion, all-star karaoke. It's all ages, no cover, and it goes from 8 until 11. Whalen Bar and Grill has open jam Thursday nights, 19 plus, no cover, starts at 8. iTie presents open mic comedy and karaoke Thursdays. It's 19 plus, there's no cover. Sign up at 8:30, comedy at 9, karaoke to follow. And Foundry has open stage with Craig Smith and Tina Flank. It's 19 plus, there's no cover, and that will start at 10.
For more details and a complete listing of what's happening in our city, go to tvshows.com. Thank you for listening and stay tuned to CILU 102.7 FM.
CILU now presents Radio Hootenanny.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Yes, mais oui, it is time for a Radio Hootenanny. Each week on the show.